I know you and I were just talking before we started taping pregame that overall for the 3 days, I mean, three good teams, Broken Bow and Gothenburg and a heck of a team in Sydney. At times, girls, I know turnovers kind of plagued you, but you hit shots. You broke pressure against Gothenburg. There are a lot of good things from this young bunch that you saw.
Yeah, I was really positive with, you know, when you play 3 state-rated teams in a row, it's always really hard as far as, like, mentally. But I think the girls really tried and really had a lot of good effort and did a lot of really, really good things. And that's what we've been focused on is, like, let's not worry about comparing ourselves to other people. Let's start comparing ourselves to what we were the day before and the day before that.
Yep, and the Gothenburg game, going back to that one, that was the game we were talking where I was impressed. You broke the pressure, broke the half court via the passing, and I think you said you outscored them, or it was really close the second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, we outscored them second half. We out-rebounded Gothenburg by one rebound. The girls were pretty proud of that, so little things like that really make a difference.
Sydney is probably up to date. Is probably the best team you've had a chance to play. Would I be right on that one?
By far. Yeah. They were tall and they were agile and they could really move and they shot the ball really well. You know, when we watched them against North Platte, they didn't shoot the ball well and stuff. But they worked that out really well.
Yeah, two teams this week, and a Hastings team coming in with Coach Creech. They are looking for some wins, kind of both teams, same boat, and it's on your home court. You'd like to get this one here tonight, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just want to play like we've been playing and make sure that we play up to our potential and, you know, let the best team win. So we need to take care of the ball a little bit more than what we've been doing, and I think in practice it's been nice to have, you know, 3 days of practice and stuff like that back-to-back and work on some of the things that we've seen over the last week. So I think the girls have been doing a good job, and I'm sure that they've been doing the same, you know. But it's two evenly matched teams that it should be a really competitive game.
Yep, seems like the last couple of years with these two teams meet at their place or here, it's been some battles, haven't there?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what the records have been on the teams. They've been playing hard, and it's always been a really, really close game. So I look to see that it's going to be probably close this year.
I know, not to look past this game on Friday night, but Minden at their place. Maybe not the Minden team of the past, new coach this year, but still they've got some kids, and especially on their home court, you got to look out for.
Yeah, I think they're on the borderline of being rated, so they're a really good team. You know, Embry takes charge of the game, and when she does that, she's pretty hard to stop. You know, she has a deep three, and also drives really well the basket and post up. So definitely, she's the one that runs the team there. So we need to make sure that we take care of her.
Tell you, Coach, January's been a butt kicker for health. It doesn't matter with your this school or other schools. Boy, the crud is going around, and it's affecting everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't had a whole practice that we've had everybody there for about a month now. So, and I know that it's going through the coaches' families, too. So, you know, I'm sure everybody's handling the same thing. But it's really kind of a bite when you only have half your players there sometimes. But the girls are working hard through it.
I know we talked about substitutions and chuckle about that a little bit, but all your girls are playing hard. I know your upperclassmen and Jaylee and also Callie, they're your top ones, and boy, they're playing a ton of minutes, but boy, they're leading this team in a big way, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're doing a good job as far as mentally leading the team and physically leading the team, and they have great attitudes. So, you know, I'm really pleased with how hard the girls have played. You know, we've come on the short end of the stick once in a while and things like that, but they play hard from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, and that's what I'm most pleased about. And if they do that, eventually the losses will become wins.